Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Hi. Large oat milk latte, please.
Okay, and anything else?
No, but it's a free one. I've got the card stamped, so... Yep.
Excellent. Patrick Nolan.
Sorry?
Your name. Patrick Nolan, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Right, yes. Yes, right, that's me, yeah.
Great, your drink will be with you shortly. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Four WhatsApp voice notes, Christ.
Hey, Pat, it's Carl. Listen, I was taking a shite this morning, and I thought we maybe need to sit down with Sven, talk about the team's identity, the style and that. Hold on, let me just flush.
Oh, God.
Sorry, pal, I accidentally sent the message. Anywho, I spoke to him after the game, and he seemed more excited about the fucking clean sheet than he did our attacking play. Fucking joke! I said, Sven, pal, that may look like a clean sheet, but that's a fucking dirty sheet, man. Filthy. Disgusting sheet. So I've had cleaner sheets after a bout of gastroenteritis, I said to him. I don't think he understood, but you know.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Fuck's sake! Tom slipped on the fucking little recording thing, so yeah.
Oh, come on.
This is a fucking nightmare. What was I going to say? Come on. Think, Carl. Nah. Gone. Anyway, I'll speak to Sven. Maybe against Tottenham this Saturday we can have a little more edge, you know, pal? God, I need to flush again, I think.
Oh, fucking hell. Now I've had to think of that.
Large oat milk latte. Patrick Nolan.
Yeah.
Here you are, sir.
Oh.
Everything all right?
My name, is on the side.
Yeah, we do that for the orders. It just makes it easier when...
No, I know. It's just, usually it says, well, it says Twatrick Nonslin there more often than not. So, well, I guess those transfers have gone down well.
Right, yeah. Enjoy your drink, Mr. Nolan.
I will do.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season 4 of The Offensive.
Conference
what, Jess? What's happening in the conference room?
Well, it's not a fucking conference, that's for sure. Because you're sat in here.
Well, if it's not a conference, then what is it? I mean, you can't just walk in and start saying conference and expect me to know what the fuck you're talking about, yeah? Is it the Vauxhall conference? You want to chat the good old days of Rushton and Diamonds and Kidderminster Harriers?
You know, when I was younger, I used to think the Vauxhall conference was a car.
Wow, that's a great story, Jess. Really great. Okay, bye now.
You're needed in the conference room.
You know, this morning, I didn't get abused by one fan. Okay, anywhere. Not outside my house, not in the coffee shop, not in the car park, not one.
Great. Pleased for you. Conference now.
And look at that, eh? Look at that. What do you think of that?
What do I think of... Oh, wait. A free latte because you've got 8 stamps. Very impressive.
Well, yeah, but no, what does that say?
Patrick Nolan.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, what? No more Twatterick Nonslin?
Oh, you better believe it, baby. Twatterick Nonslin is dead and buried, my friend slash colleague.
Could either Twatterick or Patrick head to the conference room, please?
There's nothing in my diary, Jess. Stop.
Your diary? Christ, that would be a compelling read. Dear diary, avoided national insurance contributions today and my portfolio value went up 1.2%. Might have a wank in the bath to celebrate.
Firstly, that's a journal, and I don't have one. Secondly, national insurance contributions are non-deductible, and they're not recalculated against annual thresholds. So if I did avoid the contribution, that would be payroll fraud, and I certainly wouldn't be documenting that in a diary or anywhere else, for that matter.
Get in the fucking conference room now!
No!
ASG are on a call in there.
Then I'll just take it in here. But what?
But the conference room... That's what it's there for. Conferences.
Yeah, and the women's toilets are for actually using the toilet, not crying in the cubicle. So you can tell Erica if she wants to cry, she can do it at home or in a car like an adult.
Why are you eavesdropping on women crying in the toilet?
You told me, you idiot.
Did I?
Yes, I remember, because when you told me, you laughed so much at the idea of her crying that your Americano came out of your nostrils.
Oh, yeah.
It's like something out of District 9. Seriously, Jess, I'll take the call in here.
But seriously, you're a twat.
What was that for?
I didn't like your tone. Bye!
Jason, hi. Hi, mate. Can you hear me? Can you see me?
We hear you loud and clear, Patrick. Loud and clear, buddy. By we, I mean myself, Linda... And Mark.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We got Huey, Doug, Marcia. Then we have the legal team there. There's Catelyn. It's her birthday today.
Great. Happy birthday, Catelyn.
It's Catelyn.
Sorry, Catherine. Happy birthday.
Catelyn.
Catelyn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have a few guys from finance on the call, and then we have Larry, who's just overseeing the logistical side of the business and how we keep in touch of all our assets and what we need to do.
Yeah, Jason, great. What's the conference call for, mate?
Oh, right. So we just wanted to touch base, give a big congrats on the Liverpool game.
Thank you very much.
2-0 is great. So great. Our analysts tell us that's, fantastic. So we're really happy about that. And the new talent you've recruited is very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Yes, yeah, very much so, yeah.
We've received communication, actually, Patrick, regarding those acquisitions and their rights.
Sorry, who's talking?
Catelyn!
Christ's sake.
A Russian organization is requesting a fee regarding their media, image, and licensing rights.
Right. Just pass that on to me. Yep.
Why does the player want...
I actually have to go, but thanks for this. Cheers, Jason. Happy birthday, Katya.
Catelyn.
Whatever. Fuck. Come on. Pick up your fucking Cray twin.
Hello, pet.
Mac, our partners are contacting ASG.
I beg your fucking pardon?
The third parties, the Russian guy, whatever his name is, owns some of Luna and Kevin. He's contacting ASG.
Oh, yeah?
Could I have a little more fucking urgency, please, Mac?
Listen, son, those Americans don't know the fucking half of it, right? They are clueless.
Yeah, well, not for long.
Well, I suspect this is pertaining to the rights agreements, you know, under the arrangement, Ped.
Yeah, I'm going to need an explanation, Mac, because I was under the impression that I was just getting some decent footballers.
Cool, decent and half, eh? That second Kevin Goldmark, you know, in it goes.
Mac, come on!
Look, their owners are entitled to various fees and compensations, that, right?
I'm not going to like this, am I?
They own the lads, my boy. These are the rules. They take some of your commission on the shirt sales.
Jesus.
They take a little slice of the TV money to account for the image rights.
Fucking hell.
And they scoop a little bit of the cream off the player bonuses. Yummy.
Oh, cunts.
Yeah, well, what did you expect?
Well, where's my margin, Mac? Where do I make money?
You win games, Patrick Nolan, and be fucking it.
Ah, woo fucking who?
Now, that's not the attitude, is it?
What's the point in winning games if I can't monetize it?
Yeah, I believe Pelé once said the same thing, mate.
Hey, this is bollocks.
You're the one with the arty-farty degree. You can fucking figure it out, can't you? Fucking hell.
Mac. Mac, far fucking unbelievable. Fucking believable.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This week, there's been loads going on across Stack. Over on The Luke and Pete Show, I'm telling Luke about why my hairstyle has been bothering children.
When she says, why have you got your hair like that?
Yeah.
Why have you got your hair in a ponytail? We've been told that we're not to talk to men who have ponytails.
Good parents. And
yeah, but that wasn't the parents. They didn't say that.
Right.
She'd just been told at school or something never to trust a man with a ponytail.
Meanwhile, the book club is back with a cracker on Football Ramble Presents. Kate and Jim were joined by Simon Cooper to talk about his new book, delving into the heart of Barcelona Football Club and what its legends were really like.
Johan Cruyff, in my humble opinion, he's the kind of Freud or Marx or Einstein of football. He invented modern football, but he was also a lunatic. Cruyff was a guy who walks into a room and says, you're doing it all wrong, you should do what I say.
Listen to The Luke and Pete Show and Football Ramble Presents every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
Hey.
What do you want?
I can't get hold of the marketing team.
Yeah, because it's a Saturday morning, Patrick.
Look, you need to call the sponsorship director at iBet and tell him this.
Did you print this out?
Yeah.
You typed something up, printed it out, and now you're handing it to me.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, it's disgustingly old-fashioned, Patrick. Just email me. Hold on. What is this?
Yeah, so I didn't want to email because I just needed to explain
Patrick,
to your face.
Patrick, we're on the brink of getting a new deal signed with them.
I know.
And now you want to increase the sponsor fee by 20%. Are you fucking insane?
Look, Jess.
No, this is mental.
We're a different club than what we were 3 weeks ago.
What? Because because we won one fucking game.
No, that's not why, and you know it. Okay, we've got superstars. We've got fucking, I don't know, appeal.
So?
So, the sponsorship deal should reflect our brand value.
Our brand value?
Our brand value.
Patrick, our brand value is that we're Ashwood City. The same old Ashwood City, just a little bit shitter than Everton.
Oh, shall I get that in Latin, shall I? Ashwood City, just a little bit shitter than Everton. Put that on the club crest.
The iBet deal is done. I'm not opening this can of worms. Not without marketing on my side.
Jess, big picture here, OK?
Oh, here he goes. Project Big Picture.
We kick off at home in 2 hours, 12:30. If we beat Tottenham...
And why would we beat Tottenham?
Because they're shit.
True. Continue.
Look, if we beat Tottenham on TV, prime time in Southeast Asia with fucking global superstars in our team, off the back of the Liverpool win, do you honestly think iBet are going to walk away from this new deal?
This is why everyone hates you.
Is that you saying you'll do it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Fuck off or I'll slam the letterbox.
OK, fucking off. Let me know how it goes. I'll see you at the game.
I think you've got two sides at totally different ends of the spectrum. But the league table, right, would suggest otherwise. You know, you'd look at the league and you've got down the bottom, Ashwood City, a couple of weeks ago, couldn't anybody win? You know, today, 1, 2, 3 world-class talents in their side, 4 if you include, you know, Christian Okufo, and they go and beat Liverpool. And now they've got the bit between their teeth. They're looking up. And then we've got the visitors, Tottenham. They're looking down the league. Tidy start to the season, helped obviously by Harry Kane staying, and let's be honest, Arsenal being god-awful helps a lot. Then Patrick Vieira's Crystal Palace come along and tell them apart. They're low on numbers, Tottenham. They're tired. They're still, you know, trying to get the new coach's ideas on board. It's a tough one for Tottenham, this. I wouldn't want to be playing Ashwood City right now. No way. Absolutely no way. No thank you.
Jess, talk to me.
I bet. Say, how about 10%?
Nah, wait until we beat Tottenham. That number will be 20%.
That relies on us beating Tottenham, and this is a 10% boost out of nowhere, Patrick. Take it.
Oh, fuck it. All right, agreed. Good. That's good. The Nolan tax is up and running.
The what?
The Nolan tax. Look, something I came up with. Right, so next job, speak to advertisers, hike up the prices for everyone. Okay, aim for 20%, but settle for 10.
Patrick, these companies are bound by signed agreements. We can't just
call the advertisers.
This isn't my job, you cunt.
The Nolan tax. Oh, Patrick, you devil, you've done it again.
The Ashwood City Matchday Restaurant. Hospitality at its best. From the elegant ambiance of our a la carte restaurants to the informal atmosphere of our corner bars, Platinum membership delivers the ultimate experience. Whether you want to take your own match day to a different level or want to entertain and impress guests, Darnley Park hospitality is unmatched in the
Oh God, that's delightful.
Patrick.
Jess, try these eggs.
No thanks.
Come on, look at that yolk. The texture of syrup, it's incredible. I hired a cheap Lithuanian chef for this place, thinking he'd be crap, but he's all right,
actually. 8 advertisers agreed to 20%.
Yes, the Nolan tax.
I thought your lot hated taxes.
Oh, well, no, that's different. You know, that's for when it's a type of financial leverage where, well,
You like taxes when they benefit you.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, so the Nolan tax, that's done, right? We're happy now.
Oh, we're happy, JT.
Don't call me JT. It reminds me of, you know who.
John Toshack?
No, John Terry. How old are you?
Good guy, Tosh. He's got an MBE too. MBE pals, me and Tosh.
So I'm done, yeah? You're not going to tell me to go and chuck another 12% on the price of the main courses or a 5% markup on parking tickets?
Nah, I hiked those prices up months ago. Blamed it on low emissions.
Well, thank fuck for that. I'll sit back and have a couple of martinis, methinks.
Can you not get pissed before a midday kickoff? It's really frowned upon. Okay, 5 p.m. kickoff, fair enough. But midday, people give us funny looks.
How about you shut your face and eat your egg?
Well, am I shutting my face or am I eating my egg?
Excuse me. Hi. Hiya. Hi. Can I get the usual, please? Thanks.
The usual. Christ. Surprised he doesn't just wheel out a barrel of Chardonnay or unravel an IV line of vodka.
Oh, God. I tell you what, the route I had to take to get up to the corporate restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's fucking fans everywhere.
Yeah, it's a match day, Jess.
Yeah, but they're all lined up outside the club shop, all smelly and weird. And the queue goes right up the steps. And, you know, I just never want to get in a lift because I know I'll get stuck in there with some fucking weirdo who's going to show me his knob or worse, like a picture of his car or his kids or something.
Wait, wait, go back. What?
Subaru. It's always a Subaru.
No, the queue.
Yeah?
It's out the shop and up the steps.
Yeah. Oh, God. You're not...
I've got to
Patrick!
Go.
Patrick, no! Oh, enough with this fucking Nolan tax. Oh, God, that egg is superb.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to...
Supply issues...
Merchandise will incur an increase of 20% on the price displayed for all items. In addition to that, season tickets will be exempt, but the same surcharge of 20% will be applied across all tickets and hospitality for upcoming games. Right, if you all settle down, form a queue,
you fucking thief!
Medium decaf cappuccino for Sarah. Large oat milk latte, Twatrick Nonslin.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
The Offensive podcast is now on Patreon. From just $5 a month, you'll gain access to exclusive behind-the-scenes content, plus regular features such as Captain's Blog, merchandise discounts, and exclusive domestic cup episodes. Help support the show and get your membership today at patreon.com/Ashwood City.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.